朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们在圣经里面，特别在旧约圣经里面，我们看到神常常借助环境来带领他的儿女们。
Very often, especially in Old Testament times, we see God leading His children through the surroundings.
我们举一个例子，在旧约约拿书。
For example, in the book of Jonah.
我们在约拿书里面再三地看见一幅图画，就是约拿怎么样在神的面前领受神给他的托付，往尼尼微去传福音的一个很动人的故事。
And we can see picture after picture how Jonah finally obeyed the command of God to preach to Nineveh.
我们都知道这个故事。
We are all familiar with the story.
很多时候我们觉得约拿的故事好像是今天许多基督徒的写照一样。
And perhaps we feel that the story of Jonah is a very good picture of Christians today.
在约拿书里面，我们看见神要他往尼尼微城去。
When God first commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh,
但是他起先没有去。
He disobeyed.
神容忍他。
And God allowed him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道神常常用他容忍的爱来对我们。
God had patience with him.
很多时候，我发现在过去的几十年侍奉主的过程当中。
In my experience of serving God,
实在看见有许多的软弱、失败和残缺。
Yes, there were many weaknesses and failures.
我们看见上帝的忍耐。
And we see the patience of God.
后来当约拿远离神的时候。
But when Jonah was far away from God,
弟兄姊妹，神没有远离我们，神没有放弃我们。
God did not allow us to go on.
在约拿书里面有一个动词安排这个字出现了好多次。
In the book of Jonah, you can see the verb arrange appear many times.
神安排海中起大风。
God arranged for a storm to arise in the sea.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人生的风暴是神所许可的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand storms in our lives is arranged by God sometimes.
这是我们基督徒的信仰。
This is our faith.
我们知道全地洪水泛滥，耶和华作主为王。
But even if the whole earth is flooded, we know that the Lord is still king.
没有人天生的喜欢风浪。
None of us by nature likes to endure storms.
但是我们却看见在风浪的后面有上帝的手。
But we see the hand of God behind this storm.
我们看见在风浪里面有上帝的主权。
We see the lordship of God behind the storm.
到了约拿书第一章十七节的时候，耶和华安排一条大鱼。
And then we see God arranged for a big fish.
在四章六节，耶和华神安排一颗蓖麻。
And then in chapter 4, we are told that God arranged for a plant to grow up.
在四章七节，上帝安排一条小的虫。
And then God arranged for a small insect.
四章八节，上帝安排炎热的东风。
And then God arranged for the hot east wind.
我们看见上帝一次又一次的在约拿的身边安排他所预备的一个环境。
So time and again, God arranged for the surroundings around Jonah to teach him.
因为上帝爱约拿。
Because God loved Jonah.
因为上帝爱你爱我。
Because God loves you and me.
因为上帝忍耐你我。
Because God has patience with us.
他兴起环境来做他的工作。
So he raised up different surroundings and environments to teach us.
这是在旧约的时候。
This is in Old Testament time.
那么今天我们活在新约的时代。
But what about us who's living in the new covenant?
弟兄姊妹，我们常常说我们不知道神的旨意，我们不知道神的带领是什么。
And very often we hear people say, well, I do not know the will of God.
三十年侍奉主最多在辅导上面被人问的一个问题是什么呢？
In my 30 years of working for the Lord, the question that's raised with me the most often.
我怎么知道这是神的旨意？
How do I know this is the will of God?
我怎么知道这是神的带领？
How do I know this is the guidance of God?
我怎么知道这个学校是神要我去的？
How do I know that this is the school that God wants me to go to?
我怎么知道这个人是上帝我预备要我一生跟他走天路的人？
How do I know that this is the helpmate that God has prepared for me?
我怎么知道我要留在美国还是回到亚洲？
How can I tell whether God's will is for me to stay in the States or to return to Asia?
我怎么知道在这里侍奉了18年，下面一步要往哪里去？
How do I know what is my next step after serving here for 18 years?
我们有许许多多的问号。
So we have many question marks.
弟兄姊妹，一个在神的面前很认真的基督徒。
A Christian that's serious before God.
他是常常要知道上帝在他身上的旨意是怎么样安排。
Very often ask about the will of God.
那么我们看见保罗，我们说起码上帝替我在消极上面显明他的意思。
So in here, we perhaps can say from a negative point of view, God shows his leading.
什么叫做消极呢？很多时候我们，求主给我们开门。
Or we can say a passive way. For example, we ask God to open the door for us.
但是我们在这里看见上帝不是跟他们开门，是跟他们关门。
But in this case, God did not open the door. God closed the door.
上帝的带领有的时候是借助开门，有的时候是借助关门的。
Yes, the guidance of God sometimes comes from opening doors, but sometimes also from closing of doors.
也许对着一个在上帝的面前比较乖的孩子，可能他开了门让我们往前走，因为他知道我们有一个顺服他的心。
Perhaps for those of us who truly love him, maybe he will lead us by opening doors.
那么对一些比较在神的面前有一些个人的意思的一些人，也许上帝所用的方法是用关门。来带领我们。
Perhaps for those who have more strong wills, God leads us by the closing of doors.
他怎么做呢？
How does he do it?
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵住在我们的心中。
Scriptures tells us the Holy Spirit resides in our heart.
所以换句话说，在旧约圣经里面，我们看见神常常借着环境做工。
In other words, in the Old Testament times, God works outside through the surroundings.
在今天的时代。上帝叫做心境，在我们心里面做工。
But perhaps in our days, God works inside of us.
你说这不是很危险吗？
You say, isn't that very dangerous?
我自己的意念，我自己的打算，我自己的主观性的看法，会不会因此而走错路呢？
Will I then not walk the wrong path because of my own desires, my own wishes, and my own will?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记，上帝的灵和上帝的话是永远不会相互违背。
Let us remember this, that the Holy Spirit's work and the word of the Holy Spirit does not go against each other.
上帝的灵常常是借着他的话在做工的。
Very often, the work of the Holy Spirit comes from the word.
当我们讲到这时候，突然想到诗篇119篇11节的话，诗篇的作者说，是耶和华上帝啊，我把你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
This reminds me of the word of the psalmist in Psalm 119. Lord, I put your words inside of me so that I will not sin against you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天神借着他的话放在我们心里面，让我们能够知道神带领我们的动向。
Dear brothers and sisters, today the Lord places his words in us to lead us.
请问，到底神的话在我们里面的地位是什么？
So I have to ask you this question. What is the position of God's word in your life?
熟读圣经，背诵圣经，永远对我们是有帮助的。
If we indeed study the word and memorize the word of God, it will be a tremendous help to us.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得一件事情。
Let us remember one thing.
神的灵借着在我们里头已经被神放进去的话来做工。
Very often, the Holy Spirit will work through His words that's in our hearts.
今天如果我们里面没有除去主的话，神的灵他不能在我们中间做什么。
If we do not store up the Word of God in our hearts, it's difficult for the Holy Spirit to work in us.
所以我常常劝勉弟兄姊妹，让我们多在主的面前好好的珍惜、看重主的话语。
So very often, my advice is place high an emphasis upon his words.
弟兄姊妹，在临终要临要离开这个，我最近常常在想，这个处理善后，在要离开之前，我心里面的负担是什么？
Some may ask me, well, you're about to leave this place. What is the most concern in your heart?
弟兄姊妹，在我心里面只有一个很简单的一个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one thing in my heart.
让神的话放在我们心里面。
May the word of God be in our hearts.
让这个教会常有神的话作为我们往前走的根据。
So that the word of God becomes our assurance as we walk forth.
有主的话，圣灵可以工作。
With the word of God, the Holy Spirit works.
圣灵工作，使我们看见异象。
When the Holy Spirit works, we can see the vision.
异象来了，使我们不至于放肆随便。
With the vision, then we do not be lax.
因着异象，我们知道朝哪一个方向去努力。
With the vision comes our direction.
异象在哪里？在特洛亚。
So the vision took place in Troas.
特洛亚是什么呢？特洛亚就是他们走投无路的那一个地方。
Troas is the place where they cannot go further.
第八节说他们在特罗亚，第九节说在夜间有异象显于保罗。
And in verse 9, we were told that the vision took place during the night.
很多时候在我们人生经历的当中，常常有黑夜的这样的一个经历。
Very often in our walk, we face situations like darkness of night.
弟兄姊妹，神常常在人道路的尽头等我们。
And very often, God is there waiting for us at the end of the road.
神也常常在生命的黑夜里面等我们。
And very often, God is waiting for us at the darkest night.
当我们回顾过去，
When we look back into the past,
我们发现苦难实在对我们有很大的好处。
We truly discovered that suffering has great value.
当我回想过去的二十年，
When I thought about the past two decades,
因着神清楚地把他自己的话启示在我心里面。
Because God has clearly shown me His will from His word,
直到神把我们全家在十八年前带领到这里来是出于神。
Knowing clearly that it is out of His will that I bring my family to this place.
在过去的十多年来，在灵性上的经历，在侍奉上的过程当中，是有高有低的经验。
Yes, in the past two decades, there were highs and lows.
一直到今天，是神的话托住我。
Until today, it is the word of God that sustains me.
换句话说，是那个异象带领我。
In other words, it's the vision that's leading and guiding me.
昨天晚上在南区的聚会的时候，
Last night, when during the meeting at the Southern region,
有一位弟兄说，李牧师、李师母，你们这一次要去做超越文化的这个宣教的工作。
A brother said, Reverend Mrs. Lee, you're about to try cross-cultural evangelism.
他说，我非常佩服你们果断的精神。
I very admire your decisiveness.
我心里面的回应是什么？
I responded in my heart.
果断实在是从神的话来的。
My decisiveness comes from the word of God.
如果这一段时间如果没有清楚神的话，我不敢往前走一步路。
Without the clear leading from the word of God, I dare not walk the next step.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有没有主的话作为我们在他面前往前走的根据？
Brothers and sisters, do we really have the word of God inside of us as the assurance of our next step?
因为主的灵透过主的话在我们心里面做禁止不许引导开门的道那个工作。
Because the Holy Spirit works through the word of God in our hearts to either stop us from going or lead us to go further.
最近这几年每一次遇到一些挑战领导我的时候，
In the past few years, whenever a challenge comes upon me,
我十分的相信主会接受他的话给我在黑暗的里面带来一条路。
I truly believe that even in darkness, the word of God will come and lead me on the way out.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面有没有主的话？
But the question is, do we have His word in our heart?
我们里面有没有真的向着主，对着他的话有一个顺服的心？
Do we have a heart of submission to His word?
我们在主的面前，主要做工，主要恩待，主要带领我们往前走。但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有更多主的话在我们里面成为我们生命的内涵。
God is waiting to lead us, to guide us, but we need His word richly in our hearts.
是不是一个人非要到了穷途末路，我们才等神给我们的带领呢？
Is it really necessary that we have to come to the end of our ropes before we rely on His leading?
是不是每一个人非要吃罚酒我们才回到神的面前？
Is it true that each one of us really needs the punishment of God before we can turn to him.
很多时候我们看见神的管教临到他的儿女。
Very often we see the discipline of God coming upon his children.
上个礼拜我们在这里曾经报告提到庄主昏弟兄他岳母的病重。
Last week we announced on the very serious illness of the mother-in-law of Brother Zhuang Zhukun.
我礼拜天跟大家报告以后
After I've announced her seriousness to you all,
我第二天礼拜一早上一早我到 Toronto 的医院去看这个庄主昏弟兄的岳母。
I was in Toronto the next day and I went to the hospital and paid her a visit.
当我到了她的病房
When I entered the room,
她看到我我发现他认得我，我心里非常非常的吃惊，也当然非常的高兴。
I was surprised but pleased that she recognized me.
所以我就跟他在一起谈，在一起祷告。
So we spoke to one another and we prayed.
我带他祷告完了以后，那么他就开口，他也回应，他也有祷告，他祷告了好长好长的时间。
After I prayed, she responded in prayer, and indeed, in my experience, she prayed for a long time.
她身体非常非常的虚弱。
She indeed physically is very, very weak.
本来医生说她只有两天的时间，但是现在已经拖了一个多礼拜，我们实在继续的要为她祷告。
The physicians already announced that she has no more than 2 days to live, and yet it's been over a week now.
祷告完了以后，她在我的耳朵面前，耳朵边上。不是声音，而是出气。他因为他没有声音出来，用气这样告诉我。
And after her prayer, at the edge of my ear, I can barely make out what she's trying to say.
他说：“李牧师，我心里好高兴。”
She said, "Pastor Lee, in my heart is great joy."
昨天下午，我的丈夫接受了耶稣基督做他个人的救主。
Yesterday in the afternoon, my husband.Received the Lord as his Savior.
当他讲完以后，他眼泪就出来。
And after she said this, tears came down her eyes.
我心里也很受感动。
I was touched.
因为礼拜天中午，我们在这里同心的为他祷告。
Because I remembered how Sunday afternoon we prayed together in unison.
弟兄姊妹，我要见证这件事情。
I need to testify to this.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
I have to tell you.
不要小看圣经的价值。
Do not look down on the work.Of prayer and the word of God.
不要小看祷告的价值。
Do not look down upon the value of prayer.
更不要小看同心祷告的价值。
Especially the prayer that comes from a unified heart.
当我们在这里同心祷告的时候
，When we were praying together,
我们看见一个多年来抗拒神的一个老先生决志信主。
We see an elderly man who has indeed refused to accept the Lord for so many years turn to the Lord.
当刘伯母跟我讲完以后
After Mrs. Liu talked to me,
我以为她故事已经讲完
I thought that's the end of the story.
后来她还抓住我
But then she held on to my hand.
她说李牧师
And she said, Pastor Lee.
她说虽然我很高兴但是有一点遗憾
Even though I'm very happy, there's still some regrets.
她说为什么我的丈夫要到这样的一个地步才来到上帝的面前呢？
Why is it that it has to come to this time and place that he finally accepted?
我知道，我知道他为着他先生信主，他心里很喜乐，非常的感谢。
Of course, I understand that there's great joy in her heart that her husband finally became a Christian.
但是他那个为什么给我有很多的思想。
But when she said why, it brought many questions to my heart.
第一个在我心里面的一个影响是什么？
What is the first impact?
是不是我们非要到那种罚酒的时候，我们才回到神的面前？
Is it really that we have to wait until such an occasion before we can come back to God?
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前能够好好的照着今天神给我们的恩典，我们来到他的面前，一同来侍奉主。
Let's come before him while he is still gracious to us, so that we can serve him together.
但是主的恩典。虽然我们软弱，他还是把意象当年给了保罗和他的同工们。
But even when we were weak, God gave Paul the vision.
求主让我们在山穷水尽的时候会回到主的面前。
Let us learn to turn back to God when there's no way out.
也让我们在风平浪静的时候不忘记报答主的恩典。
But let us learn also when everything is calm and prosperous that we will also come to God.
我们知道外面有许许多多的现象可以成为我们的感动，但愿主本身他自己成为我们的意象。
Many things outside of us can move our hearts, but may the Lord Himself be our vision.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。